From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bullknobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Good evening, friends. This is Mike Patrick. We hope you're having a good weekend. We are. I'm just sitting here along with Jamie Hagee thinking about playing some country music for you.
Absolutely. We have loaded our hillbilly shotguns with some good country bullets this week.
Fire at will.
That's right. And we're doing more than thinking about it. We're going to play it for you. But I've got my finger on the big button. And we've gone from shotguns to rockets right here. I'm getting ready to launch some hits on you.
Okay, first things first. Let me tell you what we're thinking. Connie Smith, George Jones,
like
the Oak Ridge Boys, Holly Dunn, Jackie Brown, and Trey Wilson.
Oh, boy.
Gospel song from our very own quartet, New South.
Well, you know, that should all work pretty good. Our featured artist of the week, the Bellamy Brothers. I love those guys.
They had some great songs. Sometimes there'll be a song, you're like, oh, forgot they had that one.
They had some iconic songs.
They sure did. Well, we'll play one here in a minute. And this week's Vintage Branson Moment features the seventh show to start in Branson, the Ozarks Country Jubilee.
But tonight we kick off our show with the legendary Connie Smith.
You know, Connie's widely considered one of the best female vocalists in country music. During her career, she's earned 11 Grammy Award nominations, 20 top 10 Billboard country singles, and 31 charting albums. And you know how much she's worth? You're going to... $18 million.
Really?
That's her estimated... She made some good investments along the way.
That's pretty good for a chick.
She's done very well.
Don't send me any letters on that one. She became a member of the Grand Ole Opry in 1965 and a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2012.
Well, and this song is one of the songs which helped her become a big star in country music. Mm-hmm. This song went to number one for her in 1964, and the title is Once a Day.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all the pains away. Until now, I'm down to hurting once a day.
Once a day,
all day long.
and about her. Just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I rang her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care. Just because I haunt the same old places where the memory of her such an idea. Just because I ask a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I saw her then went all to pieces, she thinks I still care. She thinks I still care.
From 1962, that was a possum. George Jones with She Thinks I Still Care.
Pinkerton Bowden had a song they rewrote called She Thinks I Steal Cars. You ever heard that one? It's a good one.
I have heard that one.
We're going to play that while we're on break here. And
Jeb Woolley ever covered that?
He might have. I don't know. Pay some bills. You're going to want to stay with us. Our next segment coming up, we have our spotlight artist of the week, the Bellamy Brothers.
That's right. I'll be right here next on Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for an amazing night of entertainment, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's Best Quartet, New South. With tight harmonies and your favorite songs, it is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
About my friends out on the coast.
From 1979, that was the Bellamy Brothers with their first number one hit, If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me?
Ooh, that'll get you in trouble.
Dicey.
Most any bar in town.
Very dicey.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. We'll give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And this week, we have two. The Bellamy Brothers.
That's right. The Bellamy Brothers is a pop country duo consisting of David Milton Bellamy, born on September 16, 1950, and Homer Howard Bellamy.
Homer Howard.
Get your butt in his house.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he used his whole name when he's in trouble. Anyway, he was born on February 2, 1946, in Darby, Florida.
Twin brothers born 4 years apart.
Yes.
Their mother was in labor so long she had to join the union. I stole that joke. All right.
The Silver Dollar City Saloon Show.
The brothers had many musical inspirations growing up, including the music of their father. Their dad was a member of a local Western swing band and often played country music around the house. Both boys learned to play the guitar, mandolin, and banjo, and David also played the piano, organ, and the fiddle.
In 1968, David and Howard played their first official gig, a benefit concert with their father. They began playing for fraternity parties and clubs. Well, it's kind of like us.
Yeah.
Their break came in the form of the hit Spiders and Snakes. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Written by David and recorded by Jim Stafford. Jim Stafford had a hit on that.
I thought Jim Stafford wrote that.
Guess not.
I'm going to have to call Jim Stafford and see if that's true.
Yeah. Get him on the hotline over there. The song became a smash, eventually selling more than 3 million units worldwide. It became the catapult that rocketed the brothers onto the L.A. music scene.
In 1975, the duo signed on with Curb Records and released their first number one single, Let Your Love Flow. Boy, that's a big one.
I love that song.
Their success continued in 1979 with a song, as mentioned before, If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Again Me?
Mm-hmm.
This was their first number one, and after the success of this song, the duo had many more hits, including Old Hippie and Kids of the Baby Boom.
In 2007, the Bellamy Brothers released a gospel music album titled Jesus is Coming, which received 2 Dove Award nominations. The duo also recorded a second gospel album in 2012 titled Pray for Me. The album included many guest singers, including their sister Ginger, as well as Deborah Allen and Vicki Hampton.
The Bellamy Brothers have charted 20 number one singles and more than 50 overall hits on the country charts. They have also released more than 50 albums, primarily with Curb Records. Today, when they're not on tour, the Bellamy Brothers live on a 200-acre family ranch where they raise cattle and quarter horses.
Have the boys ever played Branson?
They have. They have. Several times, I know. They were at the old Swiss Villa Amphitheater back
oh, yeah.
in the 80s, and then several venues here in town.
Like to see them sometime.
Yep.
Right now, though, we're going to play a couple songs from our featured star. We start with my pick. This song became their second number one hit back in 1980, Sugar Daddy.
Following that, you'll hear my pick, Redneck Girl, from the 1982 album Strong Weakness. It, of course, was also a number one hit for them.
Right now, here's our featured artist this week, the Bellamy Brothers.
What you need's a sugar daddy, diamond rings and a brand new caddy, little things to help a girl make it through. What you need are satin pillows, ribbons blowing down like willows. What you need is me. Waiting for that moment of surrender.
That was our featured artist this week, the Bellamy Brothers.
And coming up next, we've got a fellow that's, well, he's going to be big someday, Gene Watson. Along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment featuring Branson's seventh founding show, the Ozarks Country Jubilee.
Yeah, Gene Watson just might make it one of these days. Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree.
Grand Country's Fun Spot is the place for family fun.
Family fun.
Get your game on with laser tag. Mix it up on the Spin Zone bumper cars. Check your score on the mini bowling lanes. Play awesome Blacklight Mini Golf in 3D.
3D.
Play all the latest arcade attractions and win prizes. Call 417-335-2454 or visit grandcountry.com. What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
At Grand Country Fun Spot.
Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Once I had every reason a man could want going home and making love, but now I don't. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hurting so, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. It's so hard now just knowing there's another, that she's out with him, knowing that I love her. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hating him, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home.
That was Gene Watson and his 1984 hit, Got No Reason Now for Going Home.
Hi, this is Bob Leftridge, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It is time right now for Vintage Branson, and each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows here in town. This week we honor the Ozarks Country Jubilee.
That's right. The Ozarks Country Jubilee was Branson's seventh show and first appeared on Branson's 76 Country Boulevard back in 1981. The name came from Ralph Foster of KWTO radio fame, and the name of the Ozarks Country Jubilee goes back to the 50s when Red Foley had the show in Springfield, and it was the biggest thing in country music ever at the time.
You know, and there's a great story on that. Maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we ought to get Gary Ellison in with us one of these days. He was one of the cloggers. I think he was the caller for the cloggers as a kid. You know, very successful show, broadcast coast to coast.
Live.
Made some big stars out of people. And I guess the wives of the New York TV executives were embarrassed by it and talked their husbands out of it.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that kind of a crazy? We'll confirm that one of these days.
All right.
Anyway, it was Warren and Doris Stokes who built a theater in Springfield in 1972, and they bought the name from the old Red Foley organization. The Jubilee was definitely an indirect relative of the original Ozark Jubilee. They bought the theater from Elmer and Fonda Dreyer. Now, they built the theater in 1977 and operated it as the Ozark Mountain Hayride, I think about 4 years before they took off to Pigeon Forge.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that in the future.
Mm-hmm.
The show featured a lot of talented singers and musicians, familiar names like George Giddens, Gary Myers, our own Tracy Houston, and our former steel player Danny Yancey. Dale Ray on that five-string banjo and pedal steel, Buddy Burr on the drums, Jerry Casarato, Rick McEwen, part of that show.
Yep.
Dr. David Struble, who still's a dentist up there in Ozark, Bob Open. Leftridge, Ball Knobbers, Phil Baker as Willie Make It, and Carlotta Gale, and there's so many others.
Oh, that's
a lot
right.
of talent.
The Ozarks Country Jubilee had a great run in Branson and was no doubt very instrumental to the success of the early entertainment years here in Ozark Mountain Country.
Right now, with this week's Vindy's Branson moment, we're going to feature the Jubilee piano player, Jerry Casarato. Here's Jerry and the Jubilee Band with Mickey Gillies' first number one hit, Room Full of Roses.
We're going to feature Jerry over at the piano. It's called A Room Full of Roses.
If I send a rose to you, for every time you made me blue, have a room full of roses. And if I send a rose of white for every time I cried all night, you'd have a room full of roses. And if you took the petals and you tore them all apart, just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue, you could send some roses too. I don't send me no room full of roses. I just want my arms around you. And you tore them all apart, you'd be tearing out the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you feel blue and you could send some roses too, I don't send me no room full of roses. I just want my arms around.
Jerry Casarato. Take a bow, Jerry.
That was Branson's seventh founding show. Jerry Casarato on the piano. And the Ozarks Country Jubilee with our Vintage Branson moment this week.
One of the things I'm looking forward to in heaven, Mike, no bills. We'll have no bills in heaven.
No Bill Thompson.
But we got some...
Oh, wrong bill.
No, yeah.
Sorry.
We got bills to pay here and right now, though, on this side of heaven. So we're going to take a break. Coming up next, a favorite show moment from Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
And I was just kidding, Bill Thompson. He's a buddy of ours over in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Stay with us for Grand Country Rewind.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
When the family is ready for pizza, Papa Grand's is the place for great pizza. Featuring 12 varieties of fresh pizza, dessert pizzas, and soup and salad bar. Dine in or take it to go. Papa Grand's is located inside Grand Country's Fun Spot Arcade. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Grand Band, Mike, and myself, along with this week's special guest stars, Absolutely Country and Definitely Gospel. All coming up on Branson Country USA.
Right now, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country, and each week we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA, and boy, this is a good one.
Mm-hmm. The night was April 13th, 2012, and it features our very own duo of Jackie Brown and Trey Wilson singing a Kenny Rogers and Dottie West number one hit song, When Two Fools Collide.
They do a good job on this. You will enjoy it. Here's Jackie and Trey.
Lakes News.
Good evening, Josh Clark.
Oh, how are you, son? It's about that time.
Talking the time traveler.
Yes, boy.
That's
yes.
Your segue?
Yes. I mean, there isn't any bigger news in Branson, heck, maybe even the state of Missouri.
I agree.
That's going on right now than the opening of the $26 million extravaganza known as Time Traveler. I got a little sneak preview for the media event, and you got the VIP treatment as well, did you not?
I got a special invite to go out there before they opened it. Honestly, there was a lot of, I think it was employee ride day,
it was.
Maybe, I think
yeah.
they had media.
Yeah.
But got to ride that thing twice, and it's amazing. I mean, what is the speed when you, the first drop, is it?
It gets as fast as 50.
Okay.
So I would imagine
I
that
think
you're...
you do that pretty quick. And what's interesting that when you come out of that first drop, depending on where, if you're in the first car, you're kind of hanging.
Yeah.
Till that last car is cleared that uh-huh. out of the loading dock, and then it takes off.
Well, and what Mike's talking about is when you load up this ride and they have all the seats full and you pull out of the station, you don't go more than 2 feet and you drop straight down.
Straight.
Straight down.
Down.
Yeah, and as soon as you start to move, your seats, not your seats, but, I mean, yeah, I guess technically yeah. your seats start to spin, not individual seats.
Yes, and let me tell you, because I was nervous about riding. Mm-hmm. I was nervous about the spin factor. Mm-hmm. It's not a fast spin. It's a very controlled spin.
Yes.
There's nothing to worry. It's not like a teacup or where you're going to lose your nachos.
Mm-hmm.
It's a controlled spin. But I will tell you, the fact that that it does move, every time you ride that, it's going to be a different ride. And case in point, my first, and took Holloway with me, Andy Holloway, uh-huh. our assistant general manager. The first ride, exhilarating. The second time, where I was on those curves, hanging out to the right, it was almost a negative G-force.
Uh-huh.
That was a little scarier ride.
Well, and I tell you what, there are a lot of folks that have asked me about the spin and about the fact that, you know, that's kind of scary, that's kind of different. Y'all, if octogenarians, Jack, Sherry and Pete Hershen
yes.
can all ride, and I talked to Pete as he was walking up. He's like, yeah, this is my third time to ride it. I'm like, he said, and he had a really bold statement. He said, it's definitely the best ride in the park. He said, and it may be the best ride ever.
I would tend to agree with him. And Sherry Hershen, I saw the footage on KY3, hands straight up in
yes,
the air.
Yes. Oh, it's so awesome.
But what a great, great punch for Branson and yeah. Silver Dollar City. And
well, and they're going to, man, this whole year, they're going to be hosting different people from different organizations from all over the world. It's when Outlaw Run opened in 2013, times 20.
Yeah.
Because Outlaw Run, you know, the tallest, steepest, fastest wooden roller coaster. Well, this is a whole new level. And there is not another one even close to this
no.
anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Make sure you put that on your list mm-hmm. this summer and probably multiple visits to Silver Dollar City. They've got it going on. All the festivals, they've got some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Always going on at Silver Dollar City. Check it out, silverdollarcity.com. We've got a minute left. Anything?
Well, you know, I got to give a shout out to my special lady friend.
Yes.
Because this coming Wednesday at the Jim Stafford Theater, the old Bluegrass Remedy Show featuring Kerry Garrison opens up for the season. And I got to tell you, Mike, I always laugh and poke fun whenever I come in here and you're like, oh, we're writing the show and we're just rehearsing. We just finished writing that show just the other day. And I still got to go in and record my voiceover. So
I will tell you, and she was our guest last week on Branson Country USA. And once we get the show finished and packaged, I always have a CD in my car. I mm-hmm. preview it before it goes on the air. And then I just have it all week long. And I cannot stop playing her first song last week that she sang.
The Pathway of Teardrops?
My
they
Lord,
sound good,
the harmonies.
God, they sound so good.
I can't wait to see the whole show. And I think the website is jimstaffordtickets.com.
334-8080, son.
Keep up with Josh multiple places, as always.
Every Wednesday and Friday, Branson Tri Lakes News. Every Thursday, Branson Live. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK FM. And then we wrap it up with a bow on this fine program in the weekend.
We thank you, Josh Clark.
Thank you, sir.
I tried to
Popular demand. Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. We hope that you've had a good time with us and we played something you like. Hey, if there's something you'd like to hear, you can always email us at rewind@grandcountry.com and we'll see what we can do for you.
Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we have Branson Country USA. Join us for another hour of great music, fun, and a performance from this week's special guest stars, Absolutely Country and Definitely Gospel. Coming up next on Branson Country USA.
And to take us out of this hour is a gospel song from our boys, Quartet of the Year, New South, with Bad News for the Blues.
I may not feel like singing, but I don't know about what I feel. The world may say that God's a myth, but I know that He's real. He's made me an offer that I cannot refuse, and that's bad, bad news for the blues. Well, that's bad news for the blues. God turns everything around. The sun shines brighter, the load gets lighter, troubles can't keep you down. Walk with Jesus, ain't no way you'll ever lose. And that's bad, bad news for the blues. You had your share of problems, and you let them get you down. They robbed you of your joy, and left you reeling with a frown. But I'm here to remind you, victory is yours to choose. And
It's really been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right? Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.